Hello again, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. So glad that you're joining me for this short Bible study today. This is another in a series of videos on the Passover that is meant to supplement the teaching that I do in churches on the Passover each year as we come to the time when we remember Passover, the Passion Week leading up to Easter. And here in this year of 2021, as I've begun presenting these kinds of messages and demonstrations, I actually still have one coming, even though Easter is now past. I still have a full Sunday coming on the Passover. And so these videos are meant to augment my presentations where I can not cover everything in a single lesson or even a whole day in a church. So I present some additional thoughts here by way of these PowerPoint-based videos that I share and break up the topics into just small portions, if you will, where we can focus in on something that might be left out, especially if I'm simply doing a Passover Seder demonstration. And I've done, I believe, 8 of those so far this year, and as I said, I still have one to go here in this inaugural year of 2021 for me doing these Seder demonstrations. Right now you can go to foi.org/Passover and you can watch the replay of the Passover that was presented by the Friends of Israel last Thursday night. And you can see that, and you can also access a number of resources, including some free downloads that are there for a limited time that you can use in years to come as you remember the importance of the Passover. Well, we're going to think about these things then. I encourage you also to check throughout my page here on sermonaudio.com for resources, as I mentioned, on this topic and also others, including my most recent column, which covers the topic of Easter, the resurrection of Christ. You can also find that article posted at sharperiron.org, and I invite you to see it there. Thank you so much for your interest in our ministry with the Friends of Israel. As we think about Passover in this unique lesson, and we realize that Christ is our Passover. He's our Passover Lamb who has been sacrificed, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I'd like to talk to you briefly today about the importance of animals in the Passover. I'm sure you're aware of the obvious one. The biblical Passover meal included only 3 items: a sacrificed lamb, unleavened bread, and bitter herbs. And that's according to Exodus 12, verse 8. The lamb, or it could be taken from the sheep or from the goats, Exodus 12, 5. Of course, it was to be a life-giving sacrifice, putting blood on the doorposts and on the lintel to spare the firstborn in the house. And the flesh, verse 8, was to be roasted in fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Verse 9, do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. That's Exodus 12:9, reading in the New King James Version. And we can only imagine what it would have been like for a family, especially with younger children, to take this lamb into their home on the 10th day of the month, Exodus 12:3, and to keep it until, verse 6, the 14th day. So for 4 days, this lamb was to become part of the family, if you will. And that was the idea, because this lamb was going to give its life for that family, specifically for the firstborn in the family. And that is an incredible thing, is it not? That this lamb was to be known and loved and cherished for the fact that it was going to perform this service to save the life of the firstborn. And you can just imagine how difficult, I don't know how that would be for you, friend, but for me, That would be very difficult, I would think, and especially for children in the home. They might name the lamb and treat it as a pet, and then they would see it killed as a sacrifice and then ultimately roasted for the Passover meal, roasted in fire. Now, I'd like to talk to you not only about this lamb and how it was used in this way, but the importance of animals in general. I wonder if you've ever noticed how integral the animals are in this passage regarding Passover. Exodus 11, the previous chapter, verse 5, all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the handmill. Notice this, and all the firstborn of the animals. Did you notice the animals would be touched by this plague? The Egyptian animals would die. Isn't that amazing how God deals with these animals? And we know that animals are doing what they are created to do by the instinct patterns that God has given them. We don't believe that animals are morally responsible, and therefore they don't technically sin. And yet God holds them, as it were, accountable for the sins of the Egyptians. That is a fascinating idea. And then also, verse 7, isn't this? This is a kind of a fun one. Exodus 11, verse 7. Against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move its tongue against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. You won't even be licked by a dog in a way that's unpleasant if you're a faithful, God-fearing Israelite who practices the instructions here of the Passover. And then when we come to verse 29 of chapter 12, and this plague actually unfolds, it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. So again, animals essential and central to this whole account of the Passover. Wonder if you ever thought about that, and just think through the implications of how important animals are in the mind of God. We know that according to Romans 8, all of creation is awaiting the day when, in Christ's coming millennial kingdom, there will be redemption, and the creation itself, Romans 8:21, will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And friends, that includes the animal kingdom. Isaiah writes about this in Isaiah 11, verses 6 through 8. He talks about the wolf lying down with the lamb, the leopard with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. When the earth is redeemed in that day, and the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 11:9. Animals are central to the coming kingdom, and they are central, essential, integral to the instructions that the scripture gives us regarding what happened at the first Passover. Well, that struck me this year as I've been working on and presenting, studying the Passover, and I hope you find that to be as fascinating as I do. Thank you for joining me for this short study today on Christ our Passover, talking this time about the importance of animals. Until we're back together again, may the Lord God bless you. Thank you again for joining us.